Okay, good Erev Shabbos,
our holy Erev Shabbos Yidden. It's great to be together again on a Friday as we transition from the weekday into the Shabbos. This is a weekday that is filled, if you live in Boca Raton and Palm Beach County, with concern, of course, for this weekend and what will be. Potential hurricane coming our way. We daven for all those who are in Boca in South Florida. Anyone who's in the path of this hurricane, of course, should be spared. Have peace and have tranquility. I want to thank our sponsors. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. My dear friends, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman in Zchus. In the merit of Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredel, thank you so much for your generosity. Two thoughts for today, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Ve'eschanan, Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos Nachamu. And of course, the great question is asked, Shabbos Nachamu, what makes this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu? Now we know it's the words of the Haftorah. We begin the Shiva Dinachamta, the seven Haftorahs of consolation. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. If you haven't listened to Reb Shlomo's Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami today, as of Chatzos, then you have to sometime before Shabbos, Tachiyah, but Friday, Shabbos, Nachamu. So of course, the Haftorah, the Navi prophesizes and promises us, Nechama, Nachamu, you're going to have comfort and consolation. And the age-old question, we asked it in a video earlier today, we're going to give a different answer, is, what do you mean, Nechama, Nachamu, Nachamu? Nothing's different. Yesterday, literally, we were sitting on the floor, and we went through the Crusades and the Holocaust, the destruction of Tupat Mikdash, the murder of millions of people. We talked about the masses, and we talked about the Kohanim, and we talked about the individuals, Yoshiyahu HaMelech and others, righteous Arzei HaLevanon, Adirei HaTorah, the giants who were lost 2,000 years ago, and the giants who were lost over the last 4 months. So what do you mean, Shabbos Nachamu? What is different? What is different? We said last week, in the name of Rav Mendel of Bitepsk, that Ilu Shamar Shei Shabbosos, if we would just observe two Shabboses, Miyad Nigolim, we would be redeemed. Shabbos Chazon and Shabbos Nachamu. Chazon was last week. We felt that last hug from Hashem before we split, before we departed for 25 hours. But what is the Avodah? What is the effort? What are we meant to take from Shabbos Nachamu? What's the energy of Shabbos Nachamu? So Rav Avram Shor Shlita writes, homiletically, he says, you know where the Nechama is? Shabbos Nachamu, because it's Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. You're right. You look around, the world is still the same. Coronavirus, COVID, and parts of the world are still spiking. We're still distancing. We're still concerned. We still don't know what's going to be. We still can't celebrate Simchas the way we want in all of their richness and their fullness. You look at the warnings, and there's a hurricane that's coming to our shores. If you look around at this world, there's still people struggling for Parnasa and for Shiduchim and for fertility and for all kinds of things. The world is still filled with so much challenges, what could be so much pain and suffering. So you know where the Nechama is? Nothing's different. The Nechama is Shabbos Nachamu. When Shabbos comes, that's a Nechama. A break, a place of refuge, an Ir Miklat, 25 hours. 25 hours we can shut down, we can disconnect. 25 hours we put all of our troubles up on the shelf. 25 hours the bookends of fire, of the candle, of the Neiros Shabbos and the Havdalah, that are the bookends that allow us for 25 hours to escape, to elevate, to enrich. 25 hours to taste Me'ed Olam Haba. 25 hours to put all of our worries and our challenges away. And to be able to go to a place of Me'ed Olam Haba, instead of 13 requests in the middle of the Amidah, three at the beginning of Shevach, of praise, three at the end of Hoda, and normally 13 things I need. Anshei Knesset Sagedola, with divine inspiration, authored a tefillah that would for all time and all places capture what are the universal man's needs. All the things that we could need. Atachonil Adam Da'as, and justice, and refuah, and parnasa, and shma koleinu for anything that doesn't fit the others. Shabbos, we replace the 13 requests in the middle. There's no bakasha. There are no requests, just applications. I have no needs. But rather on Shabbos, there's one. Mekadesh HaShabbos. And that brings a total of seven. Seven is a number that is whole, that is complete. Because on Shabbos, I feel whole and complete. Shabbos, I have no needs or wants. Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba, a place of perfection, a peace of serenity, a place of certainty, and a place of confidence. And I immerse myself in Shabbos. We go into Shabbos, and we find a respite. We find a refuge. And therefore, suggest Rav Avram Shor that you're right. Right before candlelighting, you look around at this world, one last look at the news, and you say, nothing's different than the way it was when we were sitting on the floor of Tisha B'Av. But the moment you light those candles, the moment you say Kiddush, the moment you say Boikala, Boikala, then all of a sudden it's Shabbos, and everything is perfect, and everything is right, and everything is okay. Now, it's not that we're not realists. We're not fantasizing. We're not living in a world of make-believe. We know that those problems and challenges will be there waiting for us. For those who potentially face a hurricane, it could chas v'sholem hit towards the end of Shabbos. You can't be negligent. and you can't bury your head in the sand. We're realists. We know what it is. But for 25 hours, we're given the gift, the spice of Shabbos, the ability to elevate ourselves. V'daber davar, not to speak about dibur ha-shachol, not to talk about the type of things that we talk about during the week, but rather only to talk about the things of Shabbos, things that elevate and enrich, things that lift our spirits, things that light us on fire, things that give us nechama, that give us comfort and consolation. Shabbos, nachamu. Shabbos is what gives us nechama. Shabbos gives us comfort from the challenges of the week. That was number one. Number two, I want to just share with you, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, this appears in the OU Chumash of the Rav, Chumash Mesoras HaRav, and has a little entry from the Rav that comes from Harare Kedem, Rav Michal Shurkin, his Talmud, from Toras Moshe. In Harare Kedem, records this insight of the Rav. He has it in the Sefer, they translate it here into English. Our Parsha, of course, has the repetition of the Aseres HaDibros that first appears in Parshas Yisro, and it is repeated in Parshas Ve'eschanan as Moshe Rabbeinu reviews the milestones, the major events of history. Of course, he reviews the milestone of Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. V'zachartik yevet ha'isa be'eretz Mitzrayim yotziyecha Hashem lokecha mishom. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, that Hashem took us out of there. Yitzias Mitzrayim is invoked in the fourth commandment in our parsha, but in the Aseres HaDibros earlier in Yisro and Shmos, it does not say Shabbos commemorates having left Egypt. What does it say Shabbos commemorates there? Zecher le masa bereshis, creation. Shabbos is a dual theme. It is the theme of creation, and it celebrates the theme of liberation, of being freed. And we invoke both, reflecting both these themes. The Kiddush recited on Friday night says Shabbos is Zecher le masa bereshis and Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's both. It's both. We testify to the creation of the world. When we say Vayechulu tonight, we tell everyone, look around this world. You see, it's an artist who painted this painting, but he didn't sign it. We'll sign it for him. We affirm who the painter, who the designer, who the architect, who the author is. We write his name and we become a partner with him when we testify that he created the whole world. How does that Shabbos give testimony to his having created the world? Because we don't need to control and manipulate and conquer the world. We're not trying to control nature. It's his. Lashem ha'aretzum la, Hashem created the whole world. We're stewards of it. And he's deposited us in this world to safeguard and to safekeep it, and also to conquer it, to learn how to control it. But the way that we testify that we know that really it's his, is one day a week we sit back, we're passive, and we give it back to him. One day a week we let nature take its course, and we tell nature we're not trying to control you, we're not trying to manipulate you. There's a dual theme that underlies the recitation of Kiddush. On the one hand, writes the Rav, Hashem himself sanctified Shabbos through having rested on the seventh day. And for this reason, Kiddush on Friday night initiates with the verses of Vayechulu, Hashem rested on the seventh day. And it concludes with Mekadesh HaShabbos, he sanctified Shabbos. Hashem himself sanctified it. By his having rested, by his having completed the work, he sanctified the seventh day. But in contrast, while Hashem himself vested holiness into Shabbos, it is the Jewish people who sanctify Yontif and the Yom Noraim with the establishment of every new month. That's why Shabbos, that middle bracha that brings it to seven, is Mekadesh HaShabbos, whereas on Yontif it's Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. First Hashem sanctified us, and he gave us the tools, he gave us the instruments to be able to sanctify the months, and to be able to sanctify the Yamim Tovim. For this reason, the central blessing is Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. There's an anomalous passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi Psachim, 10th parak, which states that the concluding bracha should in fact be phrased, who sanctifies Mekadesh Yisrael VeYom HaShabbos. We don't say that. None of us say that. Not Ashkenaz, Nusach, Tzvard, Tzvard. None of us have the meaning of saying Mekadesh Yisrael VeHashabbos. We just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. But there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Psachim entertains an opinion that says it's Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. How could that be? So we have to conclude that with regard to Shabbos, as the Rav, there's a dual sanctification. Hashem and man sanctify Shabbos in partnership. And for this reason, we invoke both creation and Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Shabbos was sanctified by Hashem at creation. At the same time, we too sanctify Shabbos. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, both Shabbos and the festivals were sanctified by Israel. Only in light of the dual sanctification can we understand the halacha. There's a halacha, we alluded to it before, we studied it in this context, called Tosefes Shabbos. We add on to Shabbos. We don't wait for Shabbos to come to us, we go greet it. When you're excited about something, the chassan comes out from under the chuppah, goes to get his kallah. When you're excited to greet someone to your home, a dignitary, a Rosh Hashiva, Talmud Chacham, a member of the family you haven't seen in a long time, you don't wait for the come, you run out to greet them. We don't wait for the sun to set and Shabbos to descend upon us. We run out to greet her. It's called Tosefes Shabbos. How do you fulfill Tosefes Shabbos? Women light candles at least 18 minutes before Shkia. 18 minutes of extra Shabbos, of human sanctified Shabbos, of proactive, having created and transformed from Chol to Shabbos. Men say Kabbalah Shabbos and Shul, and at some point before the sun goes down, different opinions, which part of Kabbalah Shabbos, or even beforehand, if there's no time. If you're going to end Mincha shortly before Shabbos, one should verbalize, one should articulate, minimally one should think in their head, I'm hereby accepting Shabbos. There's a notion of Tosefah Shabbos. Tosefah Shabbos. Now is not the time or place how Tosefah Shabbos works. Is it just the Isra Malacha? Is it the Kedusha Sazman? How exactly does it work? But Tosefah Shabbos makes it Shabbos. If I accept Shabbos early, I can accept Shabbos as early as Plag HaMincha. Some are accepting Shabbos just a few minutes from now, even though the sun won't set yet for a while. And when they accept Shabbos, they accept Shabbos. There's no backsies. There's no turning back. You can't just do that last one thing. You can't just go back on your phone. You can't undo what you've done. If you accept Shabbos, Hashem says no backsies. Because our transformation of the weekday into Shabbos is as binding as Shabbos itself. It brings the holiness and the responsibility and the obligation and the restrictions of Shabbos itself. It's called Tosefah Shabbos. It's what we contribute. Where does that idea come from? What empowers or gives man license to turn the weekday into Shabbos, to expand or extend Shabbos beyond the designated time of sunset to Tzeis HaKochavim on Motzei Shabbos? Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, it's this Yerushalmi, it's these two psukim. There's the component which is passive. The sun sets, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Hashem is the one who creates Shabbos. But there's also the active component, Mekadesh Yisrov HaShabbos, the Yerushalmi. There's also the idea of Tosefah Shabbos, not just something that passively happens to us, but something that we create. If there's no real role for man in the sanctification of the day, there would be no ability for one to extend Shabbos. When we recite Kiddush on Shabbos, we contribute to the sanctity of the day as a convocation of holiness. Kiddush infuses the day with an element of holiness that is missing until these words are recited, even after Shabbos itself begins. Even when sun sets, you know what we're bound by? Isser Malacha, 39 acts of creative labor you can't do. No plowing or planting, no harvesting, no grinding, no winnowing, no threshing, no kneading, no baking, no tanning, no writing, no cutting. All the 39 malachas we are forbidden to do. When the sun sets, we're bound by them, ready or not, here it comes. But the additional layer of sanctification, the holiness of Shabbos, the serenity, the peace, the Shabbos, the nechama, Shabbos nachamu, the consolation, the comfort of Shabbos, that requires us to contribute. That's our partnership. That's our part. That's the Kiddush that we recite. That Kiddush transforms it. One can use the same rationale to explain the insistence in the Shulchan Aruch that one should make Kiddush immediately upon returning from Shul Friday night. Orach Chaim Resh Ayin Aleph Seif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't wait, don't wait. We haven't unfortunately been able to visit one another's homes during this horrific time of social distancing, of physical distancing. But when we could eat in each other's homes, one of my pet peeves are the people invite you over and Friday night you go to the couch instead of the dining room table. You schmooze for an hour instead of starting Shalom Aleichem. Shulchan Aruch says that's wrong. Shulchan Aruch says it's incorrect. Shulchan Aruch says, Resh Ayin Aleph, a person should go to the table. Shalom Aleichem, Eishes Chao, Ribon HaKolo. You got to start Kiddush. You start Kiddush as soon as you can. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not permitted for man to delay imparting the additional holiness. Why? Because it's not yet fully Shabbos. Hashem is waiting for your partnership, waiting for your contribution, waiting for what you have to add, waiting for you to contribute your voice, waiting for you to contribute your words to say Kiddush and to be Mekadesh. Get to the table, start Kiddush, and then you can have all the conversation you want over the table. Don't wait, don't delay, don't interrupt between when the sun sets and Hashem's Shabbos and the Kiddush we recite, the Mekadesh HaShabbos, our Shabbos. It's like we recite our vows. We have to make our pledge and promise. We have to express our affection and commitment, and we transform Shabbos in ways that Shabbos doesn't happen on its own. So wishing everyone a Shabbos, which is Taka, a Shabbos of Nachamu, a Shabbos of Nachamu, that all those who are in this hurricane's path should be safe and secure. Kadosh Baruch Hu should, as he has so many times before, blow a breath, a gust of wind, and drive it out to sea, spare all in its path. It should be a Shabbos of Nachamu, that whatever one is facing, to escape in the serenity, the refuge, in the peace of Shabbos, of 25 hours of disconnection and connection to what matters most, to fulfill not only the Shabbos that is upon us, of Mekadesh HaShabbos, we should be Zochet to be Mekadesh Yisroel HaShabbos, we too should add our voice to Shabbos to come out on the other side, not only more well-rested, but to come out more inspired, wishing everyone a Heilige Shabbos, a holy, a happy, and a healthy Shabbos.